Good morning and happy Saturday. It is November the 16th in the year of our Lord, 2024. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. Let's begin today with our prayer of consecration, new and improved. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead. And Christ will shine on you. Abba, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Today, I receive afresh in my inmost being the transforming gift of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. We're praying in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our entry today is entitled, Moses Was So Long in Coming Down, When People Take Control. Our text is Exodus chapter 32, verses 1 through 6. Hear now the word of the Lord. When the people saw that Moses was so long in coming down from the mountain, they gathered around Aaron and said, Come, make us gods who will go before us. As for this fellow Moses who brought us up out of Egypt, we don't know what has happened to him. Aaron answered them, Take off the gold earrings that your wives, your sons, and your daughters are wearing, and bring them to me. So all the people took off their earrings and brought them to Aaron. He took what they handed him and made it into an idol cast in the shape of a calf, fashioning it with a tool. Then they said, These are your gods, Israel, who brought you up out of Egypt. When Aaron saw this, he built an altar in front of the calf and announced, Tomorrow there will be a festival to the Lord. So the next day the people rose early and sacrificed burnt offerings and presented fellowship offerings. Afterward they sat down to eat and drink and got up to indulge in revelry. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. Were I to write the caption over this section of Scripture, rather than calling it the golden calf, I might call it the people take control. When people take control, they get something that looks, smells, and quacks like the real thing. But it couldn't be further from it. So how do you tell when people are taking control? I see four tells in today's text. Tell number one of control is the canary in the coal mine, impatience. When the people saw that Moses was so long in coming down from the mountain. Tell number two is a distancing from the leader. As for this fellow Moses who brought us up out of Egypt, we don't know what has happened to him. Tell number three is the shift from an offering of funds to an assessment of fees. Aaron answered them, Take off the gold earrings that your wives, your sons, and your daughters are wearing and bring them to me. When people take control, we see pressure-filled conscription rather than heartfelt giving and offering. Tell number four is the blatant disregard for the word of God. He took what they handed him and made it into an idol cast in the shape of a calf, fashioning it with a tool. Not only did God forbid the making of idols in the form of anything, but he forbade the use of any tool, even on the altars, he authorized the Israelites to make for worshiping him. Everything is wrong here, especially this. Then they said, "These are your gods, Israel, who brought you up out of Egypt." In their minds, they weren't making an alternate god at all. They were simply making a visible representation of the God of Israel. So why does God so strictly forbid this practice? Because the hands of the ones who make the representations of gods soon become the self-appointed hands of the gods themselves. Idolatry is just another name for control. When Aaron saw this, he built an altar in front of the calf and announced, "Tomorrow there will be a festival to the Lord." This must have looked, smelled, and felt exactly like church to these worshipers. So the next day, the people rose early and sacrificed burnt offerings and presented fellowship offerings. They thought they were worshiping God, only to later realize they had only magnified themselves. Look where their worship led them. Afterward, they sat down to eat and drink and got up to indulge in revelry. True worship leads to self-sacrificial living. Idolatry or false worship leads to self-indulgence. True worship leads to heartfelt repentance. Idolatry or false worship leads to sinful revelry. Remember how all of this began? The unwillingness of the people to wait patiently on the Lord. They needed to be in control. Control is the Achilles heel of so many people, especially leaders. A leader who must be in control is actually no leader at all. They lead us only into lostness. Are you a controlling person? Do you tend to excuse it in the name of some desired end or outcome? I want to say to you gently yet boldly, it is not okay to be a controlling person. This is unhealed brokenness, and it does great damage to everyone around you. Whether it be a home or a business or a church, though outward appearances seem intact, the inside reality is as empty as that golden calf. Consider this a merciful intervention. Repent while there is still time. Remember, control is just another name for idolatry. The prayer for deliverance. Lord Jesus, you are my deliverer. We think we left golden calves in ancient times. Wake us up to see they are all around us all the time. Help us realize what is built by control and conscription is just another form of an idol, something that looks like the real thing but is far from it. Forgive us for excusing our controlling nature as just who we are. Unearth the roots beneath our need to control and heal the broken and fearful hearts within us. Give us the grace to repent, releasing our need to control people and things and outcomes, trusting you with all things. I receive your deliverance from my controlling nature and tendencies, which is a core dimension of my broken, sinful nature. I receive your deliverance into the freedom of trusting completely in you. I receive your deliverance from worry and into a trust-filled waiting. I receive your deliverance from making things happen and into letting your will unfold in your way and in your timing. It will all be for your glory, for others' gain, and for our good. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. 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 The journal prompts today. What is your appetite for control? Do you need to be in control of people, organizations, situations, outcomes, your image, your children, your parents? What brokenness in you underlies this need? Did someone somewhere in your past take control over you, perhaps even in an abusive way? It's something to pay attention to be healed from. What are you afraid of in the loss of control? Well, that's a tough one today. That's a lot right there. It's easy just to leave the golden calf back there in the desert as though it were just a one and done feature of ancient, spiritual immaturity. But guys, it's alive and well. You know, money, of course, is the chief idol of our time. And the ways that people want to take control to try to gain money, to manipulate, to sort of get money in order to avoid having to trust in God or anybody else. That is just, it runs deep. We need to pay attention to it. We're going to sing in a minute. Today we're going to sing our Saturday song. Even though we're not having a Holy Spirit story, we're going to sing the sanctuary song. It just seems to fit today. We just need the Lord to cleanse us of our idols, to reveal to us all those ways and means and things that we're trusting in what we think is addition to Him, but truly it's always other than Him. That's how we kind of fool ourselves. We trust God and we trust these other things. And the truth is, it's an or. It's always an or. There is no and with trusting in God. And, you know, I think about, like, with money, people are so afraid of running out of money, of not having enough money, and they'll do anything to get it. I should say will do anything to get it. When money is not bad, money is not evil, what does the text say? It's the love of money that is the root of all evil. And that's what leads to idolatry, the love of money. It's Jesus says, you know, you cannot trust God and money. You cannot have two masters. You will love one and hate the other. And the thing is, like I say, money's not a bad thing. It's a dangerous thing. God will bless us with money. Let's put our trust in God, not in money. Let's know God as Jehovah Jireh, as our provider. He will give us what we need. So, I'll stop right there. It is Saturday. It's a good day for maybe a little bit more relaxed pace, Maybe we're going to watch some football today. Maybe we're going to be with family. Opportunities for sowing are all about us all the time. First and foremost, just to encourage other people. But to do that, we need the Lord in us. And that's what consecration is about. That's what transformation is about. All this leads to demonstration that we would be the sanctuary, the moving tabernacle of the living God in the world that we're inhabiting today. We'll sing it through a couple of times. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. And Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Amen. Well, gather your seeds. I'll have mine today. We're getting ready for Confirmation Sunday here at Gillette Methodist Church tomorrow. Pray for us. We have 6 confirmands. We'll be doing 1 baptism by immersion. So you'll just see me today wrestling the water hose into the fellowship hall, into the large baptismal tank, and finding the kettle water heater to heat up the water. I can see it's going to be a day. All day it's going to take. And then tomorrow and Sunday, pray for us. Pray for our confirmands. Pray for our church. We're waking up here in Gillette. And we just need more of the Lord. And what he's saying is he needs more of us. So that's what Saturday looks like for me. I'll see you on the field. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
Hey, I'm Ivan. I wanted to let you know that very soon we'll be starting the Abundance Appeal, and I want to invite you to sow with us for a great awakening.